This is the story about a little dog whose name was Lady. If you look on page one in your picture book, you can see her. Lady was a very pretty little dog, and she lived in a house with a very nice man named Jim, his wife, and a little baby. All day long, Lady played in the house, out of the house, and even next door, where she had two very good dog friends. If you look over on the other page, you can see them. The little black one is called Jock, and the big brown one is called Trusty. One day, Lady was talking to her friends.
Hello, Jock.
Hello, Lady. You're looking very pretty this morning.
Thank you, Jock. And how are you, Trusty?
Just fine, Miss Lady, just fine. And how's your fine Master Jim?
Oh, I'm so excited. Jim is going to have a visitor at our house. Her name is Aunt Sarah, and she's coming to stay for 2 weeks.
Well, how nice.
And I'm sure she'll like you very much, Miss Lady.
But what none of them knew was that Aunt Sarah didn't like dogs. The only animals she liked were cats, and she was bringing her two cats with her. If you'd like to see what happened, just turn the page whenever you hear Lady bark, like this. There. If you turn the page, you can see Aunt Sarah and her two cats. The cats are singing. Listen.
We are Siamese, if you please. We are Siamese, if you don't please. We are former residents of Siam. There are no finer cat than I am. We are Siamese with very dainty paws. Please, observing paws containing dainty claws. Ah, yes. Now we looking over our new domicile. If we like, we stay for maybe quite a while.
Just then, Lady came home and walked in the house. Well, you know, cats and dogs very often don't get along too well. And when those cats saw Lady, they started to scream and yell and run all over the place. And Aunt Sarah began to yell.
Get that dog out of here! Oh, my poor cats! Stop! Oh, my goodness! Come here, you dog! Oh, now I've got you! Now get out! I won't have a dog in this house while my cats are here!
And poor Lady was put out of the house. Well, the next day, Jim, who owned Lady, explained to Aunt Sarah that Lady was really a nice dog, and that she should be permitted to come in the house, and that she wouldn't hurt the cats if they didn't bother her. Aunt Sarah didn't like that very much, but there was nothing she could do about it. So Lady continued to come in and out of the house whenever she pleased. One afternoon, when Jim was away, the two cats decided to try and catch the canary that lived in the cage in the living room. They sneaked up to the cage, crouched down low, and jumped right up at the cage. The cage fell down, the door flew open, and those cats were just about to stick their paws in and get the canary when Lady heard the noise and came running in to see what it was. And while Lady was chasing the cats away from the canary, in walked Aunt Sarah.
Lady, stop chasing my cats! Oh, my goodness, look what that dog has done. Knocked over the canary cage, chased my cats, and frightened them half to death. That terrible dog. I'll see that she's put out of the house for good.
That afternoon, Aunt Sarah told Jim that Lady had knocked down the canary cage and chased the cats. Since dogs can't talk to people, there was no way Lady could tell Jim that it was the cats who had gone after the canary and that she was chasing the cats away to save the poor little canary's life. So Jim said to her,
Lady, you've been a bad dog. So now you must go out of the house and live outside. At night, you'll sleep in the doghouse, and you can't come in and play with us anymore. Come on now, Lady. Out you go.
And Lady was left all alone outside. Poor lady was so sad, she just sat in front of her doghouse crying, when all of a sudden a little dog she had never seen before walked right up to her and said,
"Hello, honey. What are you crying about?"
"Oh, who are you?"
"Just a dog around town, honey. My name's Tramp."
"Mine's Lady."
"What are you crying about, Lady?"
"Well, we have a visitor at our house named Aunt Sarah, and she brought some cats, and they chased the canary, and I chased the cats, and they said it was all my fault, and now they won't let me back in the house at all."
"Well, that's nothing to cry about, honey. I live outside all the time. I have no home at all, and I'm happy. Come on along with me, and I'll show you how a dog can really have a good time."
And so, for the first time in her life, Lady left home, running down the street with Tramp to see what a dog's life away from home could be like. Well, Lady and Tramp went running down the street. Tramp was what you might call a stray dog. He had no home, no master, and didn't even wear a collar. No one fed him, and to eat, he had to hunt for his own food up back alleys, behind restaurants, or wherever he could beg for it. But nevertheless, he was a happy dog and had a lot of friends around town. Lady seemed to enjoy being with him as they trotted down the street.
"Where are we going, Tramp?"
"Just stay with me, Lady. We'll have some fun. Did you ever chase chickens?"
"Chase chickens? Oh, my goodness, no."
"Well, here's a chicken coop in back of this house. Come on, I'll show you some fun. We'll go right in the chicken house and then watch what happens."
Well, Tramp walked right in the chicken house with Lady behind him, and when those chickens saw the dogs, they started to screech and yell and run all over the place. And they ran out of the chicken house and into the street, making so much noise that people came running from their houses to see what was happening. The noise was so loud that way down the street, the dog catcher heard it. Now, the dog catcher is a man who chases stray dogs like Tramp, because dogs aren't allowed to run around the streets loose. And when he catches them, he takes them away and locks them up in the dog pound, which is sort of a jail for dogs where they can't get away. Well, this dog catcher came running up to see what the noise was, and when he saw the dogs, he chased them, caught them in his big net, locked them in his truck, and drove off to the dog jail. When they got to the jail, the dog catcher put Lady and Tramp in a room with a lot of other dogs and locked the door.
"Tramp, we're locked in. And who are all those other dogs?"
"Don't worry, Lady. These dogs are all friends of mine. That pretty little light-haired dog with a hair in her eyes is Peg. She's a Pekingese."
"Hello, Lady. Welcome to our jail."
"And that tall dog with a long nose is Boris, the Russian wolfhound."
"Ah, my little Boblichki. Do not be afraid. We are all your friends in here."
"Come on over here, Lady, and I'll introduce you to some more of my friends." "Here's an English bulldog, Lady. We call him Bull, and he looks mean, but he's really very nice."
"Blimey, she's a pretty one. A regular bloomin' lady, for real."
"And that funny little dog right next to him is a dachshund. All he ever thinks about is getting out of this jail."
"If I could just dig a hole deep enough, I could go under the wall and come up on the other side. Ugh, I'd like to get out."
"And I'd like to get out, too. Oh, I want to go home."
"Don't cry, Lady. We'd all like to go home, if we had homes to go to. That's what we all really want, isn't it, fellas?"
"A home, if I only had one."
"Blimey, yes. There's nothing like home sweet home."
Oh,
I'm so homesick. How do we ever get out of here?
You don't, lady. Unless a man or a woman who wants to give you a home takes you out. Wait. Listen, someone's coming.
It's Jim, my master. I can tell by his walk. Maybe he heard I was here and he's come to get me.
Yes, it was Jim. While Lady was away, the cats had knocked over the canary cage again. And this time he knew it was the cats who had been bad and not Lady. So he asked Aunt Sarah to take her cats and leave, and then he went out to look for Lady. When he found her at the dog pound, he was so happy that he gave her a big kiss and started to take her home.
Come on, Lady. Ah, that's a good girl. You're coming home with me. What's the matter? Don't you want to come home? Come back here. Where are you going? What's the matter with you, Lady?
Well, much as Lady wanted to get out of that jail, she wouldn't go home with Jim. And do you know why? Because she didn't want to leave Tramp behind. So she ran over and put her head next to Tramp's. And pretty soon, Jim realized that she wanted Tramp to come along, too. So he arranged with a dog catcher to take Tramp out of jail. When they got home, both Tramp and Lady were allowed in the house, and Tramp was even given a collar. Jock and Trusty, Lady's good friends from next door, were very happy to see her back.
Hi, it's good to have you back again, Lady.
Yes, it is, Miss Lady. And it's nice to have Tramp with us, too.
It's so good to be home. I'll never run away again. Although I am glad I found Tramp.
From now on, it's home sweet home for me.
Well, that's the story of Lady and Tramp. Of course, there are still some dogs at the dog pound, and maybe if you want a dog someday, that might be a good place to find one.